Which pronunciation?
We're not green country.
Have you heard granary or granary? Which would you have heard?
Granary, I think.
Okay. And then the upper part of the barn is called the?
Loft.
Mm-hmm. And if you had too much hay to put it in the loft, what might you make out in the field?
Make a haystack.
Okay. Did you ever see one that was covered with a roof?
No, but I've seen them that they made sort of this shape that the water run off.
Oh, yeah, so you wouldn't need a roof then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they would call little piles of hay that they would rake up in the field?
You mean bales?
Well, before they make bales out of them, just the little pile.
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay, I wouldn't know either. Where would you keep cows?
In the barn.
Okay, how about horses?
I don't know.
All right. Would you know a name for a place where they might milk the cows outside?
Well, a milk shed.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about a place to keep pigs?
Pigsty.
Good. What would they do with milk and butter before they had refrigerators, do you know?
Well, usually they'd have a spring house mm-hmm. on the place that would keep things reasonably cool. And, of course, they made a great deal of buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they'd keep the butter and the milk that was the fresh milk, in what they call a spring house.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it cool.
What would you call a commercial farm where they raise cows just for the milk?
A dairy.
Okay. Then what is the place outside the barn where you might let the animals walk around?
I would not know.
All right. How about the big place where the animals go out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay. Do you know anything about raising cotton?
Very little.
Do you know what they call it when they get out and hoe between the rows to thin it out?
Chopping.
Yeah, that's right. Gee, I would never have known that. What did they call the weeds that grow up in a cotton field? Do you know that?
A nuisance.
You know what type of grass it would have been?
No. I really don't know enough about the cotton business.
Okay, well, you know, city dwellers are not supposed to know these, but
yeah.
I need to ask them anyway. You would say that cotton and corn grow in a big area that's a... You just say
in
you...
In a cotton field?
Yes, that, uh-huh. What would you call a smaller area? You maybe have a watermelon?
Yeah. I believe you just don't call them gardens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then about fences, what kind of a fence might you have around a house, a wooden fence?
Well, it depends. There's several different types of fences. One is a rail fence,
mm-hmm.
which would lead this way across.
It's zigzag.
Mm-hmm. And they are very popular in North Carolina, particularly in the mountain section.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have them in Savannah?
I can't recall a rail fence in Savannah.
Oh.
We're beginning to have more what we call cyclone fences than we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
They're made out of metal wire.
Yeah. What's the kind of fence that's little wooden slats with points?
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about the kind of wire that has the prickles every few inches?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Any other types of fences?
Mm-hmm.
Any other?